Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who may be at home today, not feeling your best. We know what it's like to just feel like you've got a bad case of the not goods. In fact, that's what this story's got going on in it today. I'm sure you've had head colds before. Maybe you've had a sore throat or a runny nose, or maybe an earache. Well, have you ever had a bad case of the stripes? What? You don't know what that is? Well, buckle up. I'm about to tell you. Today's story is called A Bad Case of the Stripes. It was written by David Shannon, and it is read today by Mommy and... Who are you? Tony Stark? Iron Man? Clearly. Whoa, he's 100% superhero today, my friends. Wish you could see this. Could you stop solving crimes and fighting bad guys for just long enough for me to read you a story? You don't always want to fight crime.
It just comes to me for some reason.
Well, buckle up then for story time. It's not crime fighting time. It's even better. Here we go. Camilla Cream loved lima beans, but she never ate them. All her friends hated lima beans, and she wanted to fit in. Camilla was always worried about what other people thought of her. Today, she was fretting even more than usual. It was the first day of school, and she couldn't decide what to wear. There were so many people to impress. She tried on 42 outfits, but none seemed quite right. She put on a pretty red dress and looked in the mirror, and then she screamed. Her mother ran into the room, and she screamed too. "Oh my heavens," she cried. "You're completely covered in with stripes." And it was certainly true. Camilla was striped from head to toe. She looked like a rainbow. Mrs. Cream felt Camilla's forehead. "Do you feel all right?"
"I feel fine,"
Camilla answered.
"But just look at me."
"You get back into bed this instant," her mother ordered. "You're not going to school today." Camilla was relieved. She didn't want to miss the first day of school, but she was afraid of what the other kids would say. And she had no idea what to wear with those crazy stripes. And in the picture, she does look like a rainbow, doesn't she? That afternoon, Dr. Bumble came to examine Camilla.
"Most extraordinary," he exclaimed. "I've never seen anything like it. Are you having any coughing, sneezing, runny nose, aches, pains, chills, hot flashes, dizziness, drowsiness, shortness of breath, or uncontrollable twitching?"
"No,"
Camilla told him.
"I feel fine."
"Well, then,"
Dr. Bumble said, turning to Mrs. Cream,
"I don't see any reason why she shouldn't go to school tomorrow. Here's some ointment that should help clear up those stripes in a few days, and if it doesn't, why, you know where to reach me."
And off he went. Even her tongue is striped, friends. In the picture, we can see every single square bit of her is. Well, the next day was a disaster. Everyone at school laughed at Camilla. They called her Camilla Crayon and Knight of the Living Lollipop. She tried her best to act as if everything were normal, but when the class said the Pledge of Allegiance, her stripes turned red, white, and blue, and she broke out in stars. That's just nonsense, isn't it? The other kids thought this was great. One yelled out,
Let's see some purple polka dots.
And sure enough, Camilla turned all purple polka dotty. And then someone else shouted,
checkerboard.
And the pattern of squares covered her skin. And soon everyone was calling out different shapes and colors. And poor Camilla was changing faster than you can change channels on a TV. She looks miserable, doesn't she? In the pictures, friends, she's about 12 different patterns, and none of them are normal. That night, Mr. Harms, the school principal, called.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cream, he said, but I'm going to have to ask you to keep Camilla home from school. She's just too much of a distraction, and I've been getting calls from the other parents. They're afraid those stripes might be contagious.
Camilla was so embarrassed. She couldn't believe that 2 days ago everyone liked her, and now nobody wanted to be in the same room with her. Her father tried to make her feel better. Is there anything I can get you, sweetheart? He asked.
No, thank you.
I know something that you can get her.
Hmm.
A big batch of friends.
A big batch of friends? Brilliant. Camilla sighed. What she really wanted was a nice plate of lima beans. But she'd been laughed at it enough for one day.
Well, yes, I see.
Dr. Bumble mumbled when Mr. Cream phoned the next day.
I think I'd better bring the specialists. We'll be right over.
About an hour later, Dr. Bumble arrived with four people in long white coats. He introduced them to the Creams.
This is Dr. Grupp, Dr. Sponge, Dr. Cricket, and Dr. Young.
Then the specialists went to work on Camilla. They squeezed and jabbed and tapped and tested, and it was very uncomfortable.
Well, it's not the mumps,
concluded Dr. Grupp.
Or the measles,
said Dr. Sponge.
Definitely not chicken pox,
put in Dr. Cricket.
Or sunburn,
said Dr. Young.
Try these,
said the specialists, and they each handed her a bottle filled with different colored pills.
Take one of each before bed,
said Dr. Grupp, and then they filed out the front door, followed by Dr. Bumble. That night, Camilla took her medicine. It was awful. When she woke up the next morning, she did feel different, but when she got dressed, her clothes didn't fit right, and she looked in the mirror, and there, staring back at her, was a giant, multicolored pill with her face on it. And friends, I think her situation has gone from bad to worse. Dr. Bumble rushed over as soon as Mrs. Cream called, but this time, instead of the specialist, he brought the experts. Dr. Gourd and Mr. Mellon were the finest scientific minds in the land, and once again, Camilla was poked and prodded and looked at and listened to, and the experts wrote down lots of numbers, and then they huddled together and whispered. Dr. Gourd finally spoke.
It might be a virus, he pronounced with authority,
and suddenly fuzzy little virus balls appeared all over Camilla.
Or possibly some form of bacteria, said Mr. Mellon,
and out popped squiggly little bacteria tails.
Or it could be a fungus,
added Dr. Gourd. Instantly, Camilla was covered with different colored fungus blotches. The experts looked at Camilla, and then they looked at each other.
We need to go over these numbers again back at the lab,
Dr. Gourd explained.
And we'll call you when we know something.
But the experts didn't have a clue, much less a cure. And boy, they seem to have just made things worse, haven't they? By now, the TV news had found out about Camilla. Reporters from every channel were outside of her house telling the story of the bizarre case of the incredible changing kid. And soon, a huge crowd was camped out on the front lawn. This poor girl. The creams were swamped with all kinds of remedies, from psychologists and allergists and herbalists and nutritionists and psychics and an old medicine man and a guru and even a veterinarian. Each so-called cure only added to poor Camilla's strange appearance until it was hard to even recognize her. She sprouted roots and berries and crystals and feathers and a long furry tail, but nothing worked. One day, a woman who called herself an environmental therapist claimed she could cure Camilla. "Close your eyes," she said. "Breathe deeply and become one with your room."
"I wish you hadn't said that,"
Camilla groaned, and slowly she started to melt into the walls of her room. Her bed became her mouth. Her nose was a dresser, and two paintings were her eyes. The therapist screamed and ran from the house. "What are we going to do?" cried Mrs. Cream. "It just keeps getting worse and worse." She began to sob. At that moment, Mr. Cream heard a quiet little knock at the front door, and he opened it, and there stood an old woman who was just as plump and sweet as a strawberry.
"Excuse me,"
she said brightly,
"but I think I can help."
She went into Camilla's room and looked around.
"My goodness,"
she said with a shake of her head.
"What we have here is a bad case of the stripes. One of the worst I've ever seen."
And she pulled a container of small green beans from her bag.
"Here,"
she said,
"this might do the trick."
"Are those magic beans?" asked Mrs. Cream.
"Oh, my, no,"
replied the kind old woman.
"There's no such thing. These are just plain old lima beans. I'll bet you'd like some, wouldn't you?"
she said to Camilla. Camilla wanted a big, heaping plate full of lima beans, more than just about anything. But she was still afraid to admit it.
"Yuck,"
she said.
"No one likes lima beans, especially me."
"Oh, dear,"
the old woman said sadly.
"I guess I was wrong about you."
And she put the beans back in her bag and started towards the door. Camilla watched the old woman walk away. Those beans would taste so good. And being laughed at for eating them was nothing compared to what she'd been going through. She finally couldn't stand it.
"Wait,"
she cried.
"The truth is, I really love lima beans."
"Is that so?"
the old woman said with a smile, and she took a handful of beans and popped them into Camilla's mouth. Said Camilla. And in the picture, when I say that she popped them into her mouth, she kind of just popped them between the bed. Right, because her mouth had turned into the bed. Oh, poor Camilla. She's having a rough time. Suddenly, the branches and the feathers and the squiggly tails all began to disappear, and then the whole room swirled around. And when it stopped, there stood Camilla, and everything was back to normal.
"I'm cured,"
she shouted.
"Yes,"
said the old woman.
"I knew the real you was in there somewhere."
And she patted Camilla on the head, and then she went outside and vanished into the crowd. And Camilla is back to herself now, isn't she? Afterward, Camilla wasn't quite the same. Some of the kids at school said she was weird, but she didn't care a bit. She ate all the lima beans she wanted, and she never even had a touch of stripes again. And I'll tell you what I think the moral of the story is. Be yourself. I think the moral of the story is don't agree with everyone else just so you can fit in.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. If everyone around you says, "Oh, I don't eat lima beans, yuck," but you like lima beans, then doggone it, eat the lima beans. And if everyone around you says, "We wear pink on Wednesdays," but you want to wear pink and it's a Tuesday, then guess what?
If you want to wear green on Wednesday,
you wear whatever you want. And it's going to be okay. You don't have to be like everyone else. And if you try to make yourself into what everyone else is, then you're just going to end up with a bad case of the stripes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, my dear sweet friends, is
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.